I didn't kind of go out hunting for this, saying, you know, I'm the greatest person to do this, bloody, bloody, bloody. It was a project that came through Douglas Adams' agent and his widow. And they discussed it, and they wanted... The series kind of ended, was left on a downbeat note, and Douglas wanted to end it more positively. Unfortunately, he died, so they thought for the 30th anniversary of the first book, there's massive celebrations planned all over the world, and a nice way to highlight that would be if somebody wrote a possible ending. It's not the definitive one, obviously, because Douglas didn't write it. So it's like a tribute book, if you know, a kind of authorized fan fiction. And so they came to me like that, and I initially was very doubtful, but then they said that they thought it would be a nice way to bring a new generation of people to the original books, so I agreed to do that.
Mm. The last book that Douglas wrote, Mostly Harmless, ended with everyone dead.
Yeah.
How big a challenge was it to get all the characters back to life?
Yeah, that was slightly difficult. It's not as if, you know, you have a thread to cling on to. Everybody is dead. But in another way, you kind of start with a clean sheet. So I didn't find it... For me, actually, that was a nice challenge to have. I like to have little puzzles like that when I'm starting out a book. It makes you think. And so my challenge to myself was, if you can make these people escape in a way that's entertaining and unexpected, you know, then do the book. So I thought about that for a few minutes, and I came up with something. So I thought, yeah, okay, this could work.
Did you ever get to meet Douglas Adams? And what do you think he would think of, and another thing?
I never got to meet him, no. And as for what he would think of it, I don't know. I mean, I would hope he would have a little giggle, and he would enjoy the respectful but not slavish way I've entered his universe. And I mean, I'd like to talk to him and tell him what my motivations are for doing this and how I feel about him and his work and what they did for me as a teenager. And I hope that once I present my argument in a clear way, and he would give this book his blessing. I really hope so. I know the closest I could get was his wife, Jane, and she totally loves the book, and she's come out in public and said she's 100% behind it. So I think that's as close as I can get, and I'm very happy with that. And Dirk Maggs, of course, he was with Douglas from day one, and he's kind of like the ordained successor, and he loves it as well. So once I got those two people, that's about the best praise I can get.
I'm about a third of the way through the book at the moment, and one thing I've noticed so far is you have not tried to imitate Douglas's style. It's very much your own style, using his characters.
Yeah, well, I thought about that, and I just thought you can't do that, because Douglas' style was so fresh and unique that if you did imitate it, if you tried to imitate it, you'd just get totally spanked, and there's no winning in that situation. So what I tried to do is do my own style, but every now and then I throw in a little Douglas-esque paragraph or joke structure that would be reminiscent to the fans of the way Douglas wrote.
If you were to suddenly die tomorrow, who would you like to take over the Artemis Fowl series?
Well, if I was to die tomorrow, I would like 5 years' grace before someone took over my series. But having said that, I have made a death pact with a few people. I met Morris Gleitman recently, so we said, okay, if the plane goes down, that's the day. If the plane goes down, I'm doing your book and you're doing mine. So we're going to finish each other's books. But there are a few other people. I have a good mate, Andrew Duncan, who works with me on the graphic novel. So I hope Andrew will step into the breach if need be and give some of the money to my family. That would be the nice thing to do. Mm.
Do we have another Artemis Fowl book on the way?
Yeah, I'm working on number 7 at the moment, which is called The Atlantis Complex. And as soon as I finished, presuming I survived this tour, I will get back to that in a couple of weeks, and hopefully it will be out next summer.